Chapter this morning is the Old Testament reading for the day, read before the translation of Elijah. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, my dear Christian friends, 20th century education is quite well taken up with the idea of accreditation. Both secondary schools and institutions of higher learning are either involved in the process of seeking accreditation or maintaining their accredited status. The process is often involved and complex. There are committees appointed, faculty and administrative committees. Consultants are engaged. There are extensive and sometimes tedious self-study documents with many exhibits. There is a visiting inspection team, and so it goes on as schools in the 20th century seek or maintain their accreditation. Sometimes the Lord God also is involved in the accrediting process. But as you might expect, the Lord's accreditation procedures are far simpler than those which mortal men design for their own institutions. We heard before one instance in which the Lord was involved in accreditation. We heard the gospel read at the lectern before the gospel appointed for the last Sunday after the Epiphany. There on the Mount of Transfiguration, the Almighty God spoke and testified to the fact that the man of Galilee is indeed God too, the beloved Son of God. We actually listen to him. As Jesus was transfigured there, then on the Mount of Transfiguration, Moses and Elijah also appeared with our Lord. The disciples of our Lord, Peter, James, and John, grown men, fell on their faces as they saw the event. For God's accreditation occurs when he speaks and acts, and it is done. Spectacularly done. Done concisely. He acts with disgust. That Elijah, who appeared with our Lord on the Mount of Transfiguration, had his ministry accredited to some centuries before. And the Lord acted there too in a miraculous way. For as Elijah and Elisha, the successor of Elijah, were walking along the way, behold, they went and crossed. And the chariot of fire and horses of fire separated the two of them. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha sat, and he cried, "My father, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof." That is the way God attested the ministry of the prophet Elijah. There were some who were doubters in that day too. Even after the Lord had taken this final step in the accreditation process of the ministry of Elijah, or some of the sons of the prophet came to Elijah, and they wanted to go and look for the body of the prophet Elijah. Elijah said, "Don't go." But they persuaded Elijah finally, and Elijah said, "Yes, then if you want to go, go." And they came back after a 3 days' search, and these sons of the prophet found nothing. And Elijah said, "See, I told you, don't go. The Lord had asked you." Elijah had been removed from the face of this earth, miraculous faith. On this same occasion, there had been another validation of the ministry of Elijah. So Elijah and Elisha had come to the Jordan River. And when they came to the river, Elijah took his mantle and rolled it up and struck the water, and the water was parted to the one side and to the other, till a few of them could go over and dry ground. The
The miracle here is reminiscent of some other miracle. Yes, Moses lifted his staff at the Red Sea in the water, parted too as the host of Israel walked over on dry ground. And then Moses lifted his eye, and the multitude of the Pharaoh's army was drowned in the sea. And 40 years later, as the people of Israel stood by the same Jordan River, Joshua was their leader. And the priests of Israel took the Ark of the Covenant and stepped into the water of the Jordan. And again the waters parted as the people of Israel walked over to that immortal city of Jericho where the walls came tumbling down. Thus it was that the Lord certified the ministry of men in Old Testament times, Moses and Elijah, and also Joshua. In the 20th century, we would like to have our ministry certified too by none other than the Lord God. You can find out how our ministries can be certified by the Lord God in His own accreditation process. He could give heed to what Elijah said as he saw Elijah separated from him. Elijah saw it and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. This was the certification too of the ministry of Elijah. Elijah put himself before the chariot of Israel and the horsemen of Israel. Elijah was the bulwark of defense for ancient Israel because of the ministry which he performed to Israel. And what kind of ministry did Elijah perform? What kind of chariot was he for Israel? What kind of horseman was he for Israel in battle? Elijah knew nothing about nuclear weapons. Elijah knew nothing about a pentagon and an increased military budget. But Elijah knew about mankind and the nature of mankind and what mankind needed. And Elijah preached against idolatry. And Elijah called sin sin. But this same Elijah was able to preach about a God of love for the food of oil was not empty in the house of the widow. And the bowl of meal didn't waste in the house and in the pantry of the widow of Israel. And when his son died, death could not hold his son securely. So Elijah was able to raise his son to life. In this way, Elijah was the chariot of Israel and the horseman of Israel. He provided a spiritual message of defense and offense, a protection to the people of God, and the life that came into the son of that widow again is the life that is brought into existence by him who is transfigured on the Mount of Transfiguration. For Elijah and Elijah both held the prophetic office, which foreshadowed the office of the incarnate Word of God. That incarnate Word of God walked the route to Calvary. And from Calvary, he went to the tomb and stepped out of the tomb and then ascended into heaven. Yes, he is the one who gives life, eternal life to sinners. By means of his active and his passive obedience, by his suffering and death and his victory over death, Elijah too, when he was ready to die, was called by King Joash, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. Do you want your ministry in the 20th century a credit here? God a credit. God a credit. In the way in which the Apostle Peter speaks of When he says he did not follow cunningly devised fables, but were eyewitnesses of the majesty of the Lord. God provides the accreditation process. Holy men of God's faith is renewed by the Holy Ghost. And when this message is proclaimed by people in the pastoral ministry in the 20th century, of those people that can be sent, the chariot of Israel and the horse in their life. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding. Keep your hearts and minds through faith and Christ Jesus. Amen.